إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you. We continue إن شاء الله تعالى reading from the book الأسئلة الأجوبة المفيدة على أسئلة المناهج الجديدة. We'll continue reading from these beneficial answers on innovative methodologies by our noble Shaykh Al-Allama Dr. Salih Al-Fawzan, حفظه الله تعالى. السؤال السادس عشر, question number 16. جماعات الدعوة كثرت الآن والدعاة إلى الله كثروا ولكن الاستجابة قليلة, فما السر في ذلك؟ Very important question. The person asked the Shaykh, there is so many groups these days that they call into Islam. So many groups that are calling to Islam. The du'at also who are calling to Islam are many. Many du'at. However, the result is, subhanAllah, only few people are upon the haq. He says, what is the secret? What is the problem? So many groups and so many du'at all over. But those are upon the haqq are only few. Why? في الجواب يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله, نحن لا نشجع على كثرة الجماعات في الدعوة وغيرها. نحن نريد جماعة واحدة صادقة تدعو إلى الله على بصيرة. The Shaykh says, first of all, we do not encourage that many groups be out there to call for da'wah or other than that. Rather, we want one jama'ah, one group, truthful upon the truth, that calling to Allah upon knowledge. قال أما كثرة الجماعات وكثرة المناهج فهذا مما يسبب الفشل والنزاع. والله تعالى يقول كما في سورة الأنفال, ولا تنازعوا فتفشلوا وتذهب ريحكم. والله جل وعلا يقول, ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا. والله سبحانه وتعالى يقول, واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. Shaykh Hafidahullah, he says, now there is so many groups, different methodologies, they have different methodologies, that's what leads to fashion, to be weak, and to lose power, and to dispute. This is what leads to dispute amongst this different groups. They fight one another, they dispute amongst themselves. While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anfal, verse 46, and do not dispute one another, for indeed you will be weak, and your power will depart, and your power will go away. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Imran, verse 105, and do not be like those who divide their ranks and they differ among themselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Imran, and hold on all of you together firmly to the rope of Allah and do not be divided and don't divide your ranks. قال الشيخ حفظه الله, نريد جماعة واحدة تكون على المنهج الصحيح والدعوة الصحيحة حتى ولو تفرقت في البلدان فإن مرجعها واحد، هذا المرجع هو الكتاب والسنة على فهم سلف الأمة، ويراجع بعضها بعضا فيستمد بعضها من بعض، هذا هو المطلوب. سبحان الله، this is now the Sheikh is bringing the cure to what's going on in the world, in the Muslim world these days. As you know, there is so many groups and so many callers, everybody calling to what they are upon. The Sheikh says, what the Muslims should, they should be one group upon the sound methodology. Their da'wah has to be sound upon the truth. Even if they disperse in many different lands, alhamdulillah, but the source where they take knowledge from is one. They may be in this country or the other, or this place or the other, from this race or the other, or this color or the other, but they all go back to one thing and take from one thing, the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon the understanding of As-Salaf As-Salih. So that's what we want. We don't want different groups. They have different methodologies, different ideologies, different ideas. No, no. He says we want one group. The Muslims, all the Muslims, the Arabs and non-Arabs, the rich and the poor, whatever countries they may be, even though they far away from one another, but they are all upon one manhaj. Manhaj al-Salaf. Manhaj al-Salaf. They strengthen one another, he says. They help and aid one another. He said, that's what is requested from the Muslims to do. أما كثرة الجماعات التي ليست على منهج واحد فما آلها الاختلاف. He said, as for when there is so many groups, so many sects, and they are not upon one manhaj, one methodology, they gotta differ between one another. They gotta have differences. And they gotta differ with one another. هذا أولا. This is the first thing the Sheikh wants to mention. ثانيا, number two, لا شك أن في إخلاص الداعي تأثيرا على المدعو. Says, there is no doubt that when the caller have إخلاص, sincerity, that will be seen in his da'wah, in his call. The people, Allah will put qabool, and the people, they will accept his call by Allah's leave and permission. إخلاص have a great impact on the da'wah. قال فإذا كان الداعية مخلصا في نيته وكان يدعو على المنهج الصحيح وعلى بصيرة وعلم فيما يدعو إليه فإن هذا يكون له تأثير على المدعو. Says if the caller, the one who's calling the people by teaching them and calling to Islam or calling the people to hold on firm to the sunnah and the like, if that person have a sincere intention, and with that, this is the first condition. The second condition, his da'wah is based upon the sound methodology, upon the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the understanding of As-Salaf As-Salih. That's what will make his da'wah upon basira, upon knowledge. He knows what he's talking about. He has knowledge of what he's calling to. This will put an effect on those who are being called. أما إذا لم يكن مخلصا في دعوته وإنما يدعو إلى نفسه أو يدعو إلى حزبية أو إلى جماعة منحرفة أو إلى عصبية حتى ولو كان يتسمى بالإسلام فإن هذا لا ينفع بشيء وليس من الدعوة للإسلام بشيء. He says, but now when you find a person, he's out there calling to Islam, Islam, this, that, but he's not sincere in his da'wah. Such as in some cases, you find a person calling to himself. He wanna make himself a name. He wanna be famous. He wants to have followers. وَلِيَّادُ بِاللَّهِ. Or he's calling to Hizb, to a party, like Ikhwal Muslimin, or Hizb al-Tahrir, or one of the Haddadiyun, or Qutbiyun, or Sururiyun, and the like. He's calling to a party, Jama'at al-Tabligh, and the like. Or Jama'at Munharifa, a deviant sect, like Jama'at al-Tabligh, like the Sufis, and the like. Or this person, he's using Islam, and he's calling to his tribe, tribalism, actually, not sincere. But what make him call, he's calling to his color. As certain people, they do that. And they've done, and certain people still are doing it. He said, even if these people, they call themselves Muslims, and their da'wah, they give it the name of Islam, and they're doing it for Islam, so this will have no benefit whatsoever. And this has nothing to do with calling to Islam. The one who's calling to himself, want to make a name for himself, want to be famous, calling to his party, calling to his tribe, calling to a deviant sect, because he's under a deviant sect. These people have nothing to do with Islam, with the da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال وكذلك إذا كان يدعو الناس إلى كتاب الله وسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولكن لا يعمل بما يدعو إليه فهذا أيضا مما ينفر الناس عنه والله تعالى يعلم ما في القلوب ويعلم ما يفعل الإنسان في أي مكان. Also the Shaykh, he says, if that person who is a caller to Allah, he's a da'iyah, he teaches, give khutabs, lectures here and there. He has YouTubes now on internet and the like. But he's calling the people to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but he does not act upon what he calls the people to. Also, this person, the people, they're not gonna accept his call. Because Allah knows what's in the hearts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees the people whenever they are. فَإِذَا كَانَ يُبَارِزُ اللَّهَ بِالْمُخَالَفَ إِذَا خَلَى وَإِذَا ذَهَرَ لِلنَّاسِ يَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَهُوَ بِخِلَافِهِ فَهَذَا لَا يُؤَثِّرُ شَيْئًا وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهِ لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَجْعَلْ فِي دَعْوَتِهِ بَرَكَةً. He says, if a person, he calls the people to good, but when he is alone, he commits a lot of sins. He wronged himself, sinning. So this person, Allah does not put no barakah, no blessing in his da'wah. No blessings in his da'wah. Therefore, this person may be calling for a while, but there is no impact on his da'wah on the people. أَلْوَنْظَرْ إِلَى الدُّعَاةِ الْمُخْلِصِينَ مَاذَا أَثْمَرَتْ دَعْوَتُهُمْ وَهُمْ أَفْرَاد وَلَهُمْ أَضْدَاد أمثال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية وتلامذته وشيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب وغيرهم. وانظر إلى كثرة الدعاة اليوم وكثرة الجماعات الدعوية وقلة آثارهم وقلة نفعهم لتعلم أن العبرة بالكيفية لا بالكمية. He says, now reflect on those du'at who were sincere. You know it through their fruits. Their da'wah produced a lot of good, a lot of benefits. They have an impact on so many. He says they were individuals. Not only they have individuals, they were alone, but they have so many enemies that calling the people away, to be away and stay away from them. Still Allah has put barakah in their da'wah. For example, Sayyid Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah and his students. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he was by himself. He was in a time when he was surrounded by Ahlul Bid'ah, people of innovation who, they were strong in his time. But still, they are forgotten. But now people from like since 700 years ago, people still benefit from the books of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah and his students like Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah and others. Likewise, another example, Shaykh Al-Fawzan, he mentioned Shaykh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah. In his time, there was a lot of fasad, a lot of corruption, bid'ah, innovations, shirk. One man stood up with ikhlas. So alhamdulillah, look at his efforts now. Changed. Not only some individuals, changed countries and areas. The books of these two men, the Shaykh he mentioned, they are all over the world right now. All over the world, alhamdulillah. I'll now compare the da'wah of these people, these great scholars, with so many people who are in this field of da'wah these days. So many du'at. So many people out there that they say they call into Islam. So many sects and groups. But when you look at the impact, small impact, small benefit. There are many, but little bit of benefits. He says, so you understand now that it is not about how many people out there calling, but it's about the quality. About the quality of da'wah. How the da'wah is given. And what is the purpose and the intention behind giving da'wah. And I can just give you some more examples. Look at the da'wah of Shaykh Muqbil, rahimahullah, Ibn Hadi al-Wadi'i. He went and studied in Saudi Arabia, and he went back to Yemen, and at that time Yemen was, subhanAllah, bid'ah, innovations, Shia, Zaydiya, Sufis, name it, Khurafat. But he began to give to call to the da'wah. He was one man, he started by himself. Started one man. Then subhanAllah, Allah put barakah in his efforts. So many great scholars learned under him, like Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab Al-Wassabi Al-Abdali. He's one of the mashayikh of Yemen. Shaykh Muhammad Al-Imam in Ma'bar. Shaykh Abdul Aziz Al-Bur'i. Abdullah Al-Zamari. Abdullah Abdul-Rahman Al-Adani. And many, many other ulama. I mentioned those who are still upon the sunnah. There was others who they were, in his time, they were great scholars. They learned from him. But they have deviated after the Shaykh died, rahimahullah. Naam, some of the main, they didn't remain on the da'wah of the Shaykh that they learned from him, which is not his da'wah that he has invented, but rather it was the da'wah of As-Salaf, because Shaykh Muqbil, rahimahullah ta'ala, he was upon the minhaj of As-Salaf As-Salih. Another example, Shaykh Al-Qarawi, rahimahullah. The Shaykh, he went to the south of Saudi Arabia. And he began to give da'wah. And this mashayikh, all of them, they find opposition. They have many people who they were afraid for their positions. Ahlul bid'ah, that's their da'wah is upon. They just want to, they hold on to their positions. When they see someone calling to Allah upon knowledge and upon the way of the Salaf, they know that now this person is not about dunya, but he's going to take the people away from them. Of course, they go and oppose them. But this man, he was patient. And he spread the da'wah salafiyya in the south part of Saudi Arabia. One of his main students was Hafid Hakami, Al-Allama Hafid Hakami. And then Shaykh Ahmed Al-Najmi and Zayd Al-Madkhali, rahimahumullah. Aynam. And many great scholars who they passed, and some of them are still alive. So it's not about how many, It's about, you gotta be careful and see what the people are calling to, especially in our times. Some du'a, they famous through YouTube or through channels. Just because they have so many hits, they think that's the scholars for the laymen. But rather you have to be careful and check what these people are calling to. But if you don't have that knowledge and you're not on that level, ask the ulama. Ask. Go to the imam. Say, Shaykh, what about this person and this person? We can help you. Don't just because somebody tell you, subhanAllah, look, check this YouTube. This is nice talk of Yusuf Estes. And you don't even know who Yusuf Estes. Just because somebody like him, you're like him too. You don't know what this man is calling to? This guy is not upon the da'wah of the Salaf. He's not upon the manhaj of the Salaf. He's an ignorant person. Yusuf Estes. Even though now he's becoming famous, he's not even worthy for us to talk about him and mention him in a talk. But because of his evil now and he's getting famous, we have to mention him to warn the Muslims. You shouldn't be listening to him. Like those people in Al-Maghrib Institute. Yasir Qadi and Walid Basyuni and all of them, that those with them, Nu'man Khan and the guy in Boston, what's his name? The Caucasian guy. Siraj Wahaj? No, Siraj Wahaj in Brooklyn. Now there's a young guy in Boston. What's his name? Caucasian guy. Good for you, you don't know his name. I'm going to leave it that way. Anyway, there's a lot of them. This, huh?
He has two brothers.
He has two brothers? Nah, this Mufti Mink in Zimbabwe. I said Boston. This is a Caucasian guy, Boston. Mufti Mink. Suhaib Webb. Ahsant. Nah, that guy too. These guys, they just aqlaniyun, they just intellect, they have some eloquency with them, and they play with words. And people, subhanAllah, oh man, that's my man. But then see these people, they are not upon the manhaj as-salam. They don't understand the text correctly. And they take the people away from ilm, from knowledge. So be careful of al-bayyina, al-zaytuna, al-zaytuna institute, bayyina institute of Nu'man, what's his name? Nu'man Khan. You heard of this guy? Zaytuna, yes. That's very bad. That's Sophie. That's Hamza Yusuf. And his people.
Oh, Hamza Yusuf.
Hamza useless. Naam, these people are Sophies. They take the people away from the deen of Allah. Because they didn't learn from the ulama.
Where is that? In Texas?
And they're everywhere. They have branches now. They're spreading. They have branches here and there in states, in almost every state now they have branches, and they have participation on the internet. Of course, we don't have a control over what the people are going to do. But at least we bring the information. Naam?
They had a big meeting in a couple of weeks in Dubai.
Okay, nervous. So these people you need to know, ya akhwan, they are deviant. And it has nothing to do with their colors or their countries of origin. It has to do because what they call to. They call into misguidance. They bring in principles that are not from the principles of the Sunnah or the Jama'ah. So before you listen to anyone, become comfortable and love someone, and oh, that's my man, that's my sheikh, Allahu Akbar, and start calling to him and supporting him and sending his work to others, you got to be careful. You got to ask, who is this guy? And you ask the ulama, and wait for the decision. The ulama, Allah gave them knowledge and insight. Alhamdulillah, and I'll raise them levels. But see what these people are doing, like Al-Maghrib Institute and all of them, they says, Do not outsource your fatwa. Meaning, don't ask the ulama. Just ask us, they says. They says everyone should ask the ulama in his area. Yes, like this guy, Yasser Qadi, he was given a talk in Detroit, and he says, yes, you people in Detroit, you have a lot of scholars in Detroit. Yes, subhanAllah. He says, you have a lot of scholars in Detroit. There's no need for you to ask the people in Saudi or Yemen, or Egypt or Pakistan, if there is ulama in this there's ulama of these countries or other countries, you don't have, they don't understand what you're going through. You see? So they want to connect, to disconnect the people with the ulama. And if the people are disconnected from the ulama, so it becomes easy for these people to direct them wherever they want to put them. They put them in whatever they want them, okay? So be careful, ya Akhwan. Internet can be very, very dangerous. That's because a purple look put Islam, or you may be looking for a topic, any topic, marriage, children, whatever, jihad, Islam, sunnah, tawakkul, name it, transactions, and you put it on YouTube and they give you Yusuf Estes and Yasser Qadi. They give you all these guys first. And especially when you look at the hits, 3.7 million, I don't know what. Many people are lame and masakeen, they don't know. But you have to do the homework. Don't just listen to anyone, because the Ahlul Ilm, they says, knowledge precedes statements and actions. Something may go straight to your heart. Now how are you going to get it out? That's why sometimes people, they be listening to some deviant people because they didn't ask about them before they, and they become comfortable with them, they love the way they talk and this. After a couple years, somebody tell him, no, that's bad. He's like, no, I don't think so, man. I know him very well, that brother. He's good with me, you see? So that's it, because the shubha now is settled in his heart. وَلِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ. السؤال السابع عشر, question number 17. هل مناهج الدعوة إلى الله توقيفية أم اجتهادية؟ This question is about مناهج الدعوة. Is there steps that every da'i should follow? Correct steps? To give da'wah, or is it upon every Muslim to just come up with his own ways to call to Allah? Or, so is it some steps and some points and principles that the da'i should know before he call to Allah? Or, the door is open, just call to Allah anyway, man. Just come up with your ways and call to Allah. Al-Jawab, قال الشيخ, مناهج الدعوة توقيفية بينها الكتاب والسنة وسيرة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, the مناهج الدعوة توقيفية. Meaning there is some steps that are mentioned in the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Who can call to Allah? How you call to Allah? What you need to know before you call to Allah? And many things that are mentioned clearly in the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the footnote comes some more details, but let me inshallah finish as we always do. Let me finish the answer of Sheikh Fawzan first. قال الشيخ لا نحدث فيها شيئا من عند أنفسنا. So therefore we should not come up with new ideas from ourselves when it comes to the da'wah, to calling to Allah. وهذه المناهج موجودة في كتاب الله وفي سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وإذا أحدثنا ضعنا وضيعنا. He says the steps that should be followed in calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while calling to Allah, they are clear in the book of Allah and in the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, when we invent, we're going to be lost and cause other people to be lost as well. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. And he mentioned the hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, on the authority of Aisha radiallahu anha, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever introduced anything to this matter of ours, meaning to Islam, that is not from it, will have it rejected. Will have it rejected. قال نعم جدت وسائل تستخدم للدعوة اليوم لم تكن موجودة من قبل مثل مكبرات الصوت والإذاعات والصحف والمجلات ووسائل الاتصال السريع والبث الفضائي فهذه تسمى وسائل يستفاد منها في الدعوة ولا تسمى مناهج فالمناهج بيّنها الله سبحانه وتعالى في قوله ادعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن وقوله تعالى قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وفي سيرة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الدعوة بمكة والمدينة ما يبين منهاج الدعوة لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. The Sheikh says yes. As for the instruments that you can use for the da'wah to convey the da'wah, some of them are, there is some new ones now in our times that was not present before us, such as microphone, okay? Such as speaker phones, okay? These are new tools and instruments such as radio stations, such as newspapers and magazines, such as phones, he says, and telegrams and emails and even stations, you know, channels and the like. He said these are tools. These are not manahij. These are just used to convey the da'wah. As for the manhaj, the methodology, how to give the da'wah, he says, it is mentioned in the Book of Allah, in Surah An-Nahl, verse 125, say, this is my way, according to Allah, with hikmah, wisdom, maw'idha hasana, fine preaching, and admonition, wajadilhum bilati ahsan, and those who deserve to debate with them, but do it in the best way. And also in the ayah in Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say this is my way. I'm calling to Allah upon knowledge. Me and whoever follow me. And also he said you will find this manahij of da'wah, how the caller should call to Allah, what are the steps and the principle they should follow. As for the tools are different. Some people they use writings and some people they use different things. As the Sheikh mentioned in our times now, alhamdulillah, speaker phones and CDs and now mashallah's internet and all that. He said, but the manahij, you will find them in the Quran and also in the seerah, the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How did he call to Mecca when he was in Mecca? And when he was in Medina. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You have indeed in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best example. We go to the footnotes by the Shaykh Jamal ibn Furayhan al-Harithi, hafidhahullah, because he's the one who compiled these questions and answers and put them into a book, and alhamdulillah, and the Shaykh agreed. But he had some more clarifications from the statements of the ulama. He says, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has completed this deen for us. This deen of Allah is complete. So no one from the people invent anything from himself for da'wah. Otherwise, that person may say that, not with his tongue, but through the way that he brought, that the Prophet ﷺ was deficient, wal'iyadu billah, in this field of giving da'wah. Because this person claimed that there is a new way that will have a better impact on the people. He says, for example, the Prophet ﷺ, when he sent Mu'ad ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu to Yemen. Alhamdulillah. قال له إنك ستأتي قوما أهل كتاب إنك ستأتي قوما أهل كتاب. He said to him, when the Prophet ﷺ sent Mu'ad to Yemen, he said to call the people. Okay? He said to him, you are going to deal with the people of the book. فَإِذَا جِئْتَهُمْ فَدْعُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَنْ يَشْهَدُوا أَنْ لَا إِلَىٰ إِلَىٰ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. So the first thing you call them to is to bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَإِنْ أُمْ أَطَاعُوا لَكَ بِذَلِكَ فَأَخْبِرْهُمْ الْحَدِيثِ. If they accept this tawheed, that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they inform them that Allah has made upon them 5 prayers to the end of the hadith. So this hadith explained to us clearly the steps of giving da'wah. He says, keep in mind, Mu'ad ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu from the ulama of the Sahaba. Yes, he's qualified to give da'wah. He's no doubt better than thousands, he says, than the du'at these days. He says, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahu ta'ala, was asked about this man who used a certain way to call the people and so that they can repent from their sins. In a question, he said, Ya Shaykh, this is the question. What do you say, Ya Shaykh, about this group of people? They gather to discuss major sins, from killing and stealing, drinking of alcohol, and highway robbery and the like. He says, but then the way they do it, that the person, he gathered them, a sheikh, gathered these people, and because they are many, to draw their attention, he says he will use a duff, a drums, and the like, and they chant in certain way. He said when he began doing this, a lot of people, they accepted his advice and they repented. And those who they weren't praying and they used to steal and don't give zakat, alhamdulillah, they repented. And they were good. And they act upon what Allah has made obligatory upon them, and they stay away from the haram. He said, is this way of this sheikh permissible? Even though he brings good, because look, he's doing it, he's chanting to them and the like, but he's getting their attention, and they listen to him, and they repent. He says, keep in mind that this sheikh cannot call them, and he cannot get better results if he doesn't use this matter and this method. That this is the answer of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. And I'm skipping the Arabic text, because if I do it, we're going to be, it's long. And these are only footnotes, by the way. So after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he says, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with guidance and with the deen al-haq, with the religion of the truth. And Allah has completed and perfected this religion for his Ummah. And Allah has commanded all of the people to turn their affairs and everything that they differ about in the religion, to turn it to the revelation that which the Prophet ﷺ was sent with. So anyone who hold on firm to the book and the sunnah, he become from the awliya of Allah, al-muttaqun, the pious, and his party they are successful, and his army that they are victorious. He says, keep in mind that the Salaf, the like of Malik, and other than him, Imam Malik and other than them, they used to say, As-sunnah ka-safinatu Nuh, man rakibaha naja wa man takhallafa anha gharik. They used to say, the sunnah, following the sunnah, is like the ark of Noah, of Nuh. Whoever is on it, is saved. Whoever is not, will drown and be destroyed. So now if you know this, you should know that that which should be used to call those who were astray to guidance and those who wronged themselves so that they can repent from their sins, it has to be that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with, the Book of Allah and the Sunnah. So if this is clear now, we say to this person who asked this question, this Shaykh that you're talking about, his intention is that many people will repent from their sins, from major sins. But he couldn't do anything except with the way that you described in the question, which is an innovated way, an innovated method, tariq bid'i, which is an innovated method from this Shaykh. And this is an indication that this Shaykh, he is ignorant of the ways that are legislated to us and we can use to advise the sinners and the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he knows them, he's not applying them. He says, keep in mind that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his companions ridwanullahi alayhim and the tabi'een, they call people who are worse than these people who this Shaykh is calling, from people of disbelief. But they used the legislated ways. They used the legislated ways. But they never resorted to innovated ways. That was the end of the answer of Shaykh al-Islam. So it's not just because people are giving, they repent, but the way has to be legislated as well. Has to be correct. So he says, contemplate, my brother, my noble brother, on this innovated way. And compare it now, this way that this man did long time ago, in the time of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, over 700 years ago. He says, and compare it with the innovated ways that some callers these days they use, such as anashid. They sing anashid, they call them Islamic songs. The anashid, you know the anashid, right? Tamthiliyat, plays, they have plays, sketches and stuff. And yeah, you know the play? Huh?
Theater play?
It's like movies and stuff, like a play theaters. Yeah,
play theater.
They call them a play, right? That's what they call them. Like when three people they live, huh?
Like
what is it?
Broadway play.
Drama.
Like a Broadway play.
It's a play, man. That's what I'm saying.
Broadway.
I know my English, man. They call it play. I was just worried about you. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's a play, like
Broadway play.
People like alive.
Right.
It may, sometimes there's one person, he sit there and talk crazy things and people like this. Sometimes like three more, five, six, and they bring a story and everyone play a role.
Right.
All right, they play roles and it's right there in front of the people. That's what the Ikhwan Muslimin do now. They're like, no, if you get the people, we're going to do this. We're going to entertain them. That's what it is, it's entertainment. And they take them for trips away from the masjid, away from the ulama. Camping trips, Ikhwan Muslimin. And the ulama, they mention, and we're going to get to this later on. In the book, this is from the way of al-Ikhwan, al-Mublisun, as Shaykh Mukhbir, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, they are the Ikhwan of Iblis. Ikhwan al-Shaytan. Ikhwan Muflisun. Muflis is bankrupt, because they are bankrupt of the Sunnah. Okay, they bankrupt. So now what they do, they come up with their own ways and take the people away from the ulama. Like in the summer, you find Ikhwan Muslimin in so many Muslim countries. They come up with these camping trips. Camping for like 2 months. And they take the youth away from the ulama. Take them to some way, just them and anashid, tamthiliyat, please. Okay, you Umar ibn Khattab today. Some of them even say, you the shaitan, liyadu billah. How can a person be the shaitan? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. If there is a woman and somebody, there is no woman with them, they dress someone as a woman. A'udhu billah. They dress someone from them as a woman to play the role of a woman. Ya akhi, ikhwal muslimun. Those who went with them, they tell these things. They know. Those who went in these camps, that was organized, and they are all over the world, ya akhwan. And a lot of family, they like, oh, we just send in our youth, our children, man, they have a long school year. So let them go get some fun. They go and teach them bid'ah and innovations. Wallahu al-musta'an. So this way, when you read these things and learn these things, you can tell, you can listen to a lecture, and you can tell for yourself if this person is following the way of the Salaf, or he's an entertainer. Who is an entertainer? The one who's followed the way of the Salaf, قال الله قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Look at the ulama. They always connect the people to the Book of Allah, to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to the way of the Salaf. The people of innovation, they always crack jokes here and there. That's all the lecture is about. If a person asks them a question, they crack a joke or two, and they say, oh no, I'm just kidding you. They laugh in here, and no, this is not how things are done. But the layman, they're like, man, he's a cool sheikh. He's a cool sheikh, man. Yes, Allah. He knows the people. Okay, so he knows the people. He don't know the da'wah. He knows the people. He need to know the da'wah, not to know the people. See, that's what they want. They want the people to know them and to be with them. Waliyadu billah. Qala sheikh, al-hadith al-thamin ashar. والسؤال الثامن عشر. This question is kind of long. No, I understand. Hey, we'll read the question and we'll see how long we can go before the إقامة إن شاء الله with the Salat. ما هو المنهج الصحيح في المناصحة وخاصة مناصحة الحكام؟ أهو بالتشهير على المنابر بأفعالهم المنكرة أم مناصحتهم في السر؟ أرجو توضيح المنهج الصحيح في هذه المسألة. Important question as well. It says, what is the sound way in giving advice, in presenting advice, especially to the rulers? especially to the rulers amongst the Muslims. Is it by mentioning their mistakes on the manabir, whether from Jumu'ah or while giving classes, to mention that this ruler does this and this ruler is a pawn and talking bad about them in front of the people, the masses of the people, or that the advice to the ruler should be private between the person and the ruler? Nobody should know. We would like for your Sheikh to make clear for us this matter and what is the sound opinion, what the sound way to go by advising the ruler. The answer of the Shaykh, he says, first he says, Al-Isma laysat li ahad illa li Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Said, no one is perfect from sins and from being wrong except the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, فَالْحُكَّامُ الْمُسْلِمُونَ بَشَرْ يُخْطِئُونَ وَلَا شَكَّ أَنَّ عِنْدَهُمْ أَخْطَاءُ وَلَيْسُ مَعْصُومِينَ. He says, the Muslim rulers, they are human, and therefore, they make mistakes. He said, no doubt about it, they have mistakes, and they are not perfect and infallible. وَلَكِنْ لَا نَتَّخِذُ مِنْ أَخْطَائِهِمْ مَجَالٍ لِلتَّشْهِيرِ بِهِمْ وَنَزْعِ الْيَدِ مِنْ طَاعَتِهِمْ حَتَّى وَإِنْ جَارُوا. The Sheikh says, but however, now this is the truth. Now some of the, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, the Hizbis from Sururis, Ikhwal Muslimun and the like, they says, no, this ulama, they work for the government and for the ruler. Look, they don't give them no advice. Well, how do they know they don't give them no advice? Just because they don't talk about them in a khutbah, in front of the people. But the Shaykh, he says, look, na'am, rulers, the Muslim rulers, they human. And being a human, they got to have mistakes. He said, but, now he's going to mention the right way to do it. Unlike the way of Ahlul Bid'ah, especially the Ikhwan Muslimun, and who follow them, that they give a khutbah on the ruler, not just a khutbah, to rally the people against the ruler, so that the people of the Jumu'ah, they go out in the street, in front of the ruler, وَلَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. So, he says, no, but we should not take their mistakes away to mention their mistakes publicly in front of the people and going against them and going against them. He says, look, the Muslim ruler, he's to be obeyed. Even if he transgresses, even if he's oppressor, وَإِنْ ظَلَمُوا, even if they transgress, وَإِنْ عَصَوْا, and even if they are disobedient, مَا لَمْ يَأْتُوا كُفْرًا بَوَاحًا كَمَا أَمَرَ بِذَلِكَ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم. As long as you don't see a clear disbelief from them, as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned. Now, so the Shaykh Hafidhahullah, he says, look, the rulers, the Muslim rulers, they are not perfect. Nobody says they don't make no mistake. They have no mistakes. Says, yes, they're human, they have mistakes. But their mistakes should not be used to turn the people against them. Therefore, should not be mentioned publicly. As the ulama, they mentioned, whether in a khutbah, in the classes, in the book, in the magazine, newspaper, on the TV, on the internet, on WhatsApp, on the Twitter, on the Facebook, whatever it is. Paltalk. People should not even discuss these things amongst themselves, but rather the right way is to give sincere advice. If a person is close to the ulama, they say, if a person is close to that ruler that can see them face to face, they are, some people are like that, mashallah. Whatever, because of their position or their job, they see the ruler. Those people, they can nicely, kindly say, look, this. That's it. Let the ruler is going to deal with it. Those who cannot see the rulers directly, they write. They write a letter. That's all you have to do. As we're going to read to you, inshallah, in the next class, the details. This is the way of Ahlul Sunnah. Ahlul Sunnah, because they follow the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with the understanding of the Salaf, you will never find the alim of Ahlul Sunnah talking about a ruler publicly. Now, he will give him advice between him, privately. But Ahlul Bid'ah, no. Because they have other purposes, especially Ikhwan al-Muslimun. Because Ikhwan al-Muslimun, Jama'a Siyasiya. Ikhwan al-Muslimun, they care about politics. That's what they care about. And they use Islam, wal-iyadu billah. Because they want to get to the power. And they did. But they were humiliated, as you know, with mercy on them. Wal-iyadu billah. So when you find a da'i, any person, doesn't matter how famous he may be, but you saw him that on his khutbah, on his classes, mentioning the mistakes of the rulers publicly, you know that this person is not upon the sunnah. And what's caused all these problems and this chaos that some Muslim countries, they went through and they still went going through it? Just these du'as. Do not follow the sunnah. Instead to advise, to be patient, and to teach the people the sunnah, tell them, be patient. Going against the ruler doesn't bring no good. It brings a lot of evil. This ruler has people with him, has the army with him. You want to go out, people are going to get killed. Women are going to be widowed. Going to have orphans. People are going to be killed. Property going to be destroyed. There will be no security, no peace, no amen, no safety. You see? No. This Ahlul Sunnah or Jama'ah, they tell them, no. Yes, he's transgressing. But look, the Sunnah tells us to be patient. Because going against him is not from the Sunnah. And he brings a lot of evil. And that's what the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, they advise the people. But who you want to talk to? The laymen who don't know, it's like this is yellow, but they know this is blue. Somebody told them that the color yellow is blue. Well, come, you want to come and tell them, no, it's yellow. They laugh at you. It's like, you don't know your colors, man. Why? Because many people, they say, this is blue. This is blue, that's it. And you're like, man, that's yellow. They're like, you got to learn your colors, man. You don't know anything. Likewise, the alim talk about the sunnah, tell them what to do, but there is so many colors, these evil colors, telling the people the opposite. So they're like, hey, listen, man, we're going to go with these guys. And what's happened now? Look, the chaos is happening. So the good, all good, ya ikhwan, is in following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this matter is going to be made clear, inshallah ta'ala, when you see, inshallah, next week, when we read the answer of the complete answer, inshallah ta'ala. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasleeman kathira.